the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past never o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lane, Junior Mark Davila.
And you made it through the first full week of January.
Yeah, 2015.
First full work week.
This is the first Craigslist Corral of the year. Oh, no, wait, no, it isn't. Last week's was. Hold on. This is the second Craigslist Corral of the year.
This is the 23rd Craigslist Corral of the year.
Well, I'm going to have to keep reminding you, telling you, you know, what number. Everyone wants to keep track.
A lot of podcasters do that. There's, all right, welcome to episode 162. We never mention what number it is.
Yeah, I know.
We put it in the title
sometimes. Well, it's in the title mostly, but it's just for us to make it easier to keep track of shit.
Yeah, we don't do that for minisodes anymore. I should say I don't do that for minisodes anymore.
Yeah, that's on you, man. Hey, where are we today?
We're in Memphis, Tennessee.
Finally, it's my hometown.
Or we might have been before. I don't remember.
Yeah,
not the same ads. We give a shit. Starting off in women seeking men. It's cold outside. Brr.
Does it get cold in Memphis?
Yeah, it gets pretty cold in Tennessee. Hmm. 23, she is, and she's home. That's what she said.
Where are you? I'm home. Don't worry about it. I'm home.
She has a photo that says, baby, it's cold outside, to trick people into clicking on her shit.
I know. That's bullshit. I think you have like a nice pic of your face or your body. I'm like, oh, I'll see what she looks
by
like.
By the way, I was reading an article today.
Fucking bullshit graphic.
On Craigslist. It was like a story from like 10 years ago. But the girl and her friend used to go on, they drink wine and they go on Craigslist reading the, they do what we do pretty much, but they'd go on the,
Casual Encounters?
No, the other one.
Rants and Raves?
No, the one where you're... Misconnections. And the one night, they go, I saw a redhead with black skirt on at the Drake.
Oh my God, that's me!
I was too afraid to talk to you. So she goes, so her friend's like, that's gotta be you, it's gotta be you. And she's like, I don't know. So she writes to the dude, and he goes, send a picture so I know it's you. And like, that's you! And so they started dating for like a week or two.
He killed her.
And her friend's like, there's something up with that. You guys never go to his house. He's always giving you gifts and stuff, and you don't really know about his personal life. So she called up and asked him, and he started blubbering, like, I'm sorry, I'm married, my wife's just out of town. And apparently, his scam, he was never at that bar. He would just fish. He'd just say a type of girl in a place and hope that someone would answer his ad. I bet you that half the misconnections are that doing that.
Yeah, but what's the point? So he can give a chick gifts?
Well, I guess they cuddled. She didn't say they had sex, but maybe she
just... Of course they fucking did. We just cuddled, and he gives me gifts for cuddling him because he loves cuddling so much. No, I don't know, you convinced some chick that I seen her before, so now we're dating and I fuck her? But, I mean, he's the one giving her gifts. Ah, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Whatever.
See, I can't afford to give girls a bunch of gifts in the beginning. Ruins it.
Yeah, and you kind of have to keep that up, too.
Well, it weeds out the assholes.
By giving them gifts?
Shallow girls. Yeah, you got to be interested in me. I'm a great guy. I just don't have a lot of money, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you have an awesome personality. Well, if they don't see that...
Yeah, my personality's not that good either, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I got nice hair, I think.
Yeah, it's all right. Hairline's kind of receding a little bit.
No, it's not. I've had the same forehead since I was a kid.
Mm.
You asshole. Anyways, it's cold outside. Brr. Well, let me start off with that I'm looking for it so far. I guess it would be too much to ask for, but I give it a try. I'm looking for a friend who I can hang out with every once in a while. I'm not looking for a husband right away. Laugh out loud. If sex happens, well, it happens. We are adults. But I'm not fucking right away. So move on.
Like day two, we will.
I don't smoke.
Not day one.
I do drink socially. I am in the healthcare. Please be clean and we can play dirty. Laugh out loud. Just kidding. Pretty much, I am looking for a respectful friend with a life. Laugh out loud. Not a broke streetswalker. What's a streetswalker? I've heard a street walker from a street swap. He works in multiple streets.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, yeah, I might be a street walker. Like, I'm a whore, but only on one street. Now, if you're hardcore, listen, I work this whole block. I'm up and down, man, every street.
Let's keep it nice and classy. I'm 23. Don't be older than 40. Sorry. Don't email me asking for a pic, because I would not reply. I am not ugly, and plus, I am not from Memphis, so no worries.
No worries about what?
What the fuck?
What are you up to?
You refuse to give me a picture. I am not ugly, and I am not from Memphis.
Are you going to kill me?
What's the fucking point of this? She has long hair, caramel skin, average body, into caramel skin guys. But since I'm looking for a friend, I am open. Well, I guess I'm not into traveling. Sorry. This makes no fucking sense.
Listen, I'm only looking for a friend. I know this is asking for too much, apparently.
I'm not from your city at all. And
but if we fuck, we fuck.
If you want a picture of me, forget it. All right, that sounds fucking
yeah, weird. There's... Sorry, lady. No dice.
Women seeking men once again. I am special. 41, Memphis, Tennessee. She's 41, curvy, 5'8". From this blurry-ass picture, she looks pretty good for 41. Yeah? No?
I'm going to say no. This is, sorry, I'm going to go ahead and disagree with you.
I mean, like, she's like old. I mean, saying what her age is.
I don't know. She looks a little older than 41 to me.
Well, you're an idiot. Hello, beautiful. See, now she's being nice to you. She meant me because you're an asshole. I'm a real down-to-earth person who is looking for that, find that special one. I like to consider myself a passionate person for life, love, and happiness. So it's sincere hope that I find that special him that complements my her.
Compliments her her?
That's what she said. If you think that you are the one, reply with a pic and what makes you special. Please put in the subject line, I am special too.
She wants me to compliment her? No, I gotta fucking start off this whole date with a lie? I have nothing to compliment her about.
Hope to hear from you soon. You told she's gross from this little picture.
Oh my god. Girl, you are so not gross. That'd be my compliment to her. I cannot believe how not gross you are.
Next up in Women Seeking Men, we have another one from Memphis. 21 is the magic number.
Why is that?
I don't know. I'm a black female born in 1986. Looking for a male, preferably black as well, but I'm open. Born on May 21st, 1986.
Wait a minute. She's telling me when my birthday has to be?
Yeah, she got a crazy chart up there. You're probably wondering what the significance of this day is. Well, according to aspects in our composite natal charts, we're extremely physical, emotionally, and socially compatible. A natal chart displays how certain planets align between two people on the day and year they were born. This is not your run-of-the-mill newspaper horoscope I'm talking about here.
No, this is legit.
This is the pure science of how certain planets impact our lives. There is no...
I understand.
Planetary gravity doesn't affect us.
I know. No, did you not hear her? This is the science.
The moon's gravity doesn't even affect us as humans.
This is the science behind it. You wouldn't understand. You're not a scientist like she is.
We can start by verifying by phone, exchanging pictures, and talking about general interests and tastes. I will need to verify your date of birth, driver's license, or birth certificate prior to meeting. I'll provide the same. You can black out your name, address, social security number, and any other sensitive information.
Lady, just to get one over on you, I'm going to get a fake fucking ID with that birthday in there.
If it makes you more comfortable, we can meet for a drink, coffee or drinks. Coffee is a drink.
And coffee or drink or liquid.
Mm-hmm. And if chemistry is strong as the chart shows, I'd be happy to move forward. Well, if your science is so fucking good.
This is fucking hard science.
Yeah.
So we don't need to see if there's fucking chemistry. If my birthday is that fucking day, we're a match.
I'm coming over with my penis already out.
Let's start fucking. That's my birthday. We're a match. Chemistry is already there. Obviously, look at the fucking chart.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me that shit if we're going to see if we have chemistry.
If not, we can split the check and go our separate ways.
If not what? If your chart's bullshit?
Mm-hmm. This is probably the most unusual ad you've ever seen, but I've... Not really. We've read a lot of ads in our day.
Yeah, I know. This isn't shit.
I mean, the guys wanting to... You send them pictures they can come on and... But I find astrology quite interesting and I'm not curious to see... And I am curious to see where and to whom this post leads me.
At the nowhere, very least, probably.
It might generate a few laughs and a possible nomination for the best of Craigslist. So if you're born on the date shown above, don't be shy. Send me a list. Send me a list.
I don't think there is a best of Craigslist. I don't think there's like an award show anywhere. Not that I've heard.
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't born on May 21st or in 1986. So, yeah. Sorry.
Close, though. Super close.
Here's your weekly Prince Charming ad. She's 28, and she's curvy, and she says, I'm 28, soon to be 29-year-old, AA female, which means African-American, I've learned from Mark.
Hey, I'm looking at her picture. Is she cross-eyed or something? What's up with her eyes?
She had some weird-ass glasses.
Maybe it's just the glasses. Okay. Because her eyes looked weird, and her ass is super fat.
Well, guys like that,
I guess. Did you stop reading, or what's going on?
I was still turned on by her ass, Mark.
Okay. My ass or her ass?
I stand about 5'8", full-figured, light skin, full lips, and a great personality.
I only have half a lip.
I'm currently residing in the state of Arkansas, or as I like to call it, Arkansas. But my plans are to move to Arlington, Texas in February, just maybe. What?
What does this have to do with Memphis, then?
I don't know!
Every place she is not Memphis.
Do you know you posted in Memphis? I have a son that'll be 15 next month also. I'm looking for someone that's honest, that has the ability to communicate, hardworking, not into games.
The ability to communicate. Can you speak or write down messages in a notepad?
Wants a family that likes to have fun. If you like what you've read, please leave me a message. No married men or men in a relationship. I like how her main picture is one of the pictures is a screenshot of her phone. Like, you can't download the picture and then post it? You need a screenshot?
She couldn't figure it
out. Two of them are screenshots.
Well, listen, she couldn't figure it out, man. Give her a break. She's not tech savvy.
All from the same day. But they're on her phone. Look, it's the same exact time that she uploaded them. They're both from 12:39 p.m.
I don't know.
She had a full battery, and her phone was on vibrate. And she had, this picture had 23 comments, 62 likes, and this one 37 likes, 16 comments.
She has a lot of friends. Who's liking all this shit?
I get like one like, if that. It's usually from you.
Yeah, I like you.
Hello, my name is Kat, and I'm 19. She's a nerdy-looking girl with bad, what do you call it, eye makeup.
Yeah, whatever makeup she has going on, like the eyeshadow and shit. It's weird, and it's like way too much. It's like some weird shape caked on. There's like a brick of it over her eye.
She looks super nerdy. Soulmate searching. 19, Arc of Delphia. What the
Arkansas and Philadelphia, right in dead center.
Apparently, the this is for Little Rock, but I was in Memphis, so I don't know how that happened.
How'd you leave?
I don't know! I was in the Memphis thing, and Little Rock came up. Whatever. I think if you go down too far on the list, it says, like, places nearby.
Really?
Yeah, so I think
whatever, close enough.
19, she has tattoos, she's curvy, she's 5'6", she's a Sagittarius. She's single, she dislikes beards, immaturity, anime, and magic.
You know, I could fucking shave, lady. You don't like beards.
She doesn't like anime or magic, fucking... Mark.
Doesn't like what?
She doesn't like anime or magic. I kind of like
I thought it was anime magic. Like, I don't know what that is.
And I'm against immaturity. I don't have a beard. Do you have a beard right now?
I do. But, I mean, I could shave.
I really don't notice if you have a beard or not.
I've had a beard for a while.
Like, you should let me guess. Like,
guess. Don't
see,
look at me.
When you finally shave it off, it'll throw me. Because I'm like, something's off.
Yeah, why do you look different? What the fuck?
That's why I hate getting haircuts and stuff, because you walk into work and be like, hey, you got a haircut.
It's funny, like, when you see somebody every day, or, you know, often, you don't notice those things. Like, I had a beard for, like, I don't know, a couple months, and my dad was like, you're growing a beard, huh? Like, then you've been fucking seeing me for months with this thing, and you notice now?
He never looks me in the eye, I guess.
I know, he has no respect for me, so he never looks me in the eye.
Hello, my name is Kat, and I'm 19. I'm a full-time student at HSU, going for a master's in psychology. Okay. This year, I really want to focus on being around good energy, going on new adventures.
Like, wait, is that nuclear energy? What's good energy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nuclear, I'd say, because it's clean, it's efficient.
That's my guess. Learn new things and grow spiritually and mentally. I have not been in the best relationships in my past. I've been abusive, confusing, and more stuff beyond the understanding anyone should hear. Sounds like the perfect girl for you, Mark.
Yeah, sounds good.
But that is very irrelevant at this point. It's a new year, and I want to put the past behind me until she finds another abusive dude.
What I like.
I'm just looking for a nice guy. No, she's not. Ages 19 through 26. I'm not looking for money. Yes, she is. But I'd like for you to have your life on track and in order. I don't have time to deal with immaturity. I may be 19, but my mental age is way too high for my age.
Like 80.
But also, in my mind, I'm like 90. Understands that my education comes first. I'm in college pursuing my education in psychology. How did she get in her master's at age 19?
She's not. Now, what she wants to do, she plans on getting her master's. But don't just say you're getting it. You just fucking started college.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your ultimate goal, is to get your master's degree? But don't just say I'm getting my master's degree. That's like, oh, I'm graduating high school soon. You just fucking started kindergarten. I know that's your end game, but that's not what you're doing right now.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
It is.
Get your bachelor first.
One step at a time. Come on. Jump in the gun.
I think a lot of people in college think that. They're like,
they really do. They really, they have all these expectations because they don't understand the real world yet. It hasn't beaten them down, but it will. It will.
I don't want any weirdos. I want a gentleman with a sense of humor. I want a normal, down-to-earth guy with a little hardcore side. I love tattoos, piercings, and long hair. I need someone taller than me. I'm a vegetarian. Vegetarians need people taller than them. So they can reach the trees, I guess.
Does one have something to do with the other? I need someone taller than me. I am a vegetarian, after all.
Just start a new paragraph. I'm very creative and extremely optimistic. That'll go well with you, Mark. I'm not really attracted to this whole hairy beard phase. What other kind of beards are there?
One of those skin beards.
Let me go through.
I have a skinned beard. I don't know if
you're interested in that. I hate Duck Dynasty. I'm also kind of only attracted to clean cut and calm white guys.
I'm so calm.
I'm not sure.
Calm down.
No offense. I'm sure you all have great personalities, but I'm not attracted. Is she talking about black guys?
I don't know.
If I appeal to you, then you can text me at.
She's putting her number up there?
Yeah, but what area code's 164? I didn't know where area code started with 1.
I have no idea.
I think she's a liar.
I'm going to text her and find out.
1646. Yeah. If you say so there, Pat, Cat, whatever your name was.
Yeah, like it matters.
Home and Horny, 46, Men Seeking Men. Horny bottom looking for a misogynist younger top. Is that masculine younger top?
I don't know. You have to read. I don't know.
It's a fucking MASC. I'm trying to think on the flyer, Mark.
MASC?
It meant masculine. Younger okay. Top who's looking for to top and receive some girl. Too many tops.
Top. Live, if you want a top.
I live alone to host discreet NSA fun and go.
Listen, just fucking. Why aren't chicks like that? Just fucking somebody come here, fuck me and leave, alright? Just fuck me and get the fuck out.
And now we get to look at a huge cock while I read this. Luckily, it's a short one. Car stacks.
You said, I thought you said the cock was huge. Now all of a sudden you say it's short? Make up your fucking mind,
you know,
man.
I don't know how big it is because he's got it like.
Well, it's a camera trick.
Yeah.
Because he has like stuff behind it, like off in a distance, so it looks like it's covering like a bowl of fruit and a like dining room table and chair. But
is
I really
resting it on that chair? I think he is. He's resting his cock on a chair.
I don't know. In the shadows. Like I said, is it with camera angles? You can't
really
tell.
I don't know if he's just in shadows or if he's a black man.
I don't think he is. I don't know. I'm gonna say it's shadow.
Just had the most.
I like the way he's using the light. It's kind of like playing off his cock a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, he has talent. He has artistic talent. I like that.
I just had the most amazing car sex around 10:35. If you are a young lady that got your ass rode good, reply. Still.
Oh my god, that was me.
Now, I don't know when he posted this, but to me, if I had sex with a random stranger, I'm probably not looking for her again a couple hours later.
And the thing is, wouldn't you have gotten her number? It's like, man, that fucking was good. I might want to do it again. What was her name? Not, just some random ad on Craigslist.
Yeah, where'd he meet her? There's no information.
It's yeah, just, that's why I'm not buying it anyway in the first place.
Why would you look to Craigslist? I just had sex with that guy. I'm going to go see if he's posting on Craigslist so I can sex with
every him. Dude I fuck puts an ad out on Craigslist, so yeah, I always got to check.
Wow! Male for woman, 33. To the beautiful lady on the elevator ride down to the lobby at Clark Tower. You had on brown, short, and also married.
What?
You had on brown, short, and also married. Oh. Well, we conversated on the way down to the lobby. I'd love to tweak your clit if possible.
Tweak! I'm sure she'd like that.
I'm sure it's possible. Not practical, but it's...
Or probable.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if she has a clit... then it is possible to do anything to it. Probably.
Looking for a bestie, woman for woman. Looking for a friend that wouldn't mind texting. We're strictly platonic. Married 25-year-old African-American BBW, if that matters. I don't know why I would.
I don't want to be friends with fat people. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Or black people. So hit me up if you're interested. All right.
Ah, man. You know what? No one wants to be your friend.
That's a weird one.
If you
can't
find a friend in the real world, you're going to go on the internet to find a fucking friend?
It's just weird. And girls really don't get along that well.
They kind of don't. Girls don't. I mean, it's just...
Girls are like, you know, some dogs. You know, they just don't get along with other dogs. Girls don't get along with
I mean,
girls.
That sounds pretty complimentary. I was going to put it in a different way. But yeah, you can go with yours.
Well, listen, I don't get along with guys. Actually, yeah, you know what? No, I do get along with guys. I'm not getting in fights.
Yeah.
But a lot of girls just get like...
It's just the way... Is it society? Is it just the way, like, girls are raised? It's
competition.
Yeah, it's just, that's, you know, it's a lot of cattiness.
And finally, professional black friends, male for male.
I know. How do you become a professional black friend?
Well, first of all, you gotta be black, I would imagine.
Like, I have a lot of amateur black friends. I mean, they're black part-time. Mm-hmm. But it'd be cool if I can, like, get a professional black friend. Like, I mean, he does this for a living. Like, dude, I get paid to be black.
Let me start by saying I don't have to live in your city. I don't have to live in your city. I live in another state, and I've had a difficulty identifying,
listen,
like...
no deal. You have to live in my city. Sorry. Deal breaker.
In the city limits, not a suburb of Memphis. I live in another state, and I've had difficulty identifying like-minded black professional friends. I have a great career, but my social life is lacking. I mean, that's funny. Mine's the other opposite. I'm incredibly down-to-earth, relaxed, honest, and etc.
Wait a minute. You have a shitty career, but your social life is awesome? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Well, listen, maybe to the outside I have zero friends. That sounds bad, but I like it. I like watching TV.
But you call that a social life, though?
Well, yeah, I hang out with my girlfriend and my dog. That's good.
Are you calling your girlfriend your dog?
And I said.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my late 20s and somehow I've made my career my life. I'm single and I don't have any children. I enjoy shopping, traveling, relaxing at home, some reality TV, etc. I enjoy the simple things. Family and friends are incredibly important to me, and above all, I'm a Christian. I don't club, party, or engage in use of any types of drugs. I'm a social drinker. If you're an educated black...
Did you know that alcohol is a drug, asshole? What do you think Jesus is going to say about that?
Mark, if you are an educated black professional...
I am an educated black man.
Slow it down. We need to, you should do it slower.
No, I don't. I am a strong black man, and I will be your friend. My name is Lamar.
Yeah, but you got to be a Christian.
I am. Okay. I'm a man of faith.
I would love to hear from you. I assure you that I'm as normal and sane as they come. And
he sounds it.
Is a unusual approach for me. Thanks for reading.
Why did you slow down so much?
I don't know. I was trying to stretch out the show a little bit.
Yeah, never mind.
You know.
Yeah, good job. Good job. You did it.
I did it.
Anyway, HonchoWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Tell a friend.
Exactly.
I always take the words right out of your mouth. When I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis,